This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to hour number two. Glad you could be with us on August the 4th, the first show of August. Summer went quick. It's, summer's always hot here anyway, so it doesn't matter. We could be in November, it'll be 85. As we said, the off season in football is so long that you anticipate August, because that's when practice starts. That's when the countdown starts. Less than a month away from the opener, right here at Joe Robbie Stadium, Hard Rock Stadium, Landshark Stadium, Pro Player, everything. I probably missed five or six. Nevertheless, a lot of things going on as far as that's concerned. University of Miami is a program that over the last year has been in the news probably as much as anybody. Last season, having the number one draft pick in all of football, having an offense that was second to none, having a defense that wasn't second to none, but a lot of moves. And every year since Mario Cristobal has taken over, he has had player and coaches moves every single season. And more so, if you look back when he first got here, look at the roster, look at it is now, look at the coaching staff, look at it is now. They stumbled early in the offense. They replaced him. Last year, defensively, they replaced basically everybody, including the defensive coordinator. Somebody who covers this daily, he's just on top of it. Podcast-wise, writing-wise, has an opportunity to do a lot of things and covers the University of Miami, all sports, but football probably as close as anybody, is Gio Milian, and he is kind enough to join us this evening. Gio, thanks so much for taking the time. We gave you the long spot tonight because there's a lot to cover, a lot to talk about, and certainly you've been out there, watched this season start to unfold, and what does it look like so far?
So far, so good. You know, team has been relatively healthy. We're 5 days through fall camp now. One of my biggest takeaways early on, the defense is bigger. The additions that they've made in the defensive backfield, they basically made an investment back there. The DBs look night and day from last year. That was kind of the Achilles heel of the 2024 squad. Their season kind of came to a to a screeching halt with some of those miscues on defense and lack of communication. Linebackers, between adding Muhammad Ture from Rutgers and Kamal Bonner, and even having a guy like Chase Smith, who's the healthiest he's ever been in the program in years, they have a lot of size and length at linebacker. But the one thing, though, Carson Beck, every day that progresses, he's been getting better as he's getting comfortable being back on the field. He had a really nice day at practice today. Offense and defense kind of had a tug of war on Sunday. It's been good stuff going on. I mean, it's still early, but he has built a kind of a rapport with a local wide receiver here who many people have been trying to count on the last few years. And seems like the light's finally coming on for Ray Ray Joseph.
Nice. Good to hear. It really is. It's good to hear. Because I think this was probably his last go, because been here 3 years, and he's, came in, as one of those guys that are going to get in the slot and really help this team, maybe even as a returner. So believe me, from what you tell me and what I've heard, I love to hear it. I just want to go back to the defense, and that's where, obviously, if you remember when Coach Cristobal came in, he said he's going to make changes, every year to make this team better and better and better. Defense was not great. He pretty much got all new coaches, from a coordinator with Coach Heatherman all the way to Damian Lewis, new linebacker coaches, and Heatherman coaches linebackers, but two new secondary coaches. That secondary, as you said, just a glaring weakness last year. But you look at players that have come in like Jacoby Thomas and Zachariah Poyser, somebody like Xavier Lucas, the Keontae Scott kid who's really, really going to be good. Charles Brantley came from Michigan State. And then all the other players that surround them, like Damari Brown, who we've been waiting, to kind of get healthy. Markeith Williams, Dylan Day, guys like that. Talk about that, because you also have O.J. Frederick, who was the bright spot last year. But on most teams, he probably wouldn't have seen the action that he saw in Miami. But because of the deficiencies, he had his opportunity to shine, and he won't be replaced at that corner.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that O.J. will very likely start again. Damari Brown's getting a lot of reps of the ones, but the guy he's the absolute freak show, it's Xavier Lucas. I mean, he's the tallest guy in that cornerback room, and he probably moves the best out of any in that room. I think that's kind of the jarring thing about it. At safety, though, I want to flip it over there real quick. The guy that's really surging early on in camp right now for his coverage ability, Dylan Day. He's really starting to hit his stride now, year two. He was a big special teams contributor last season. It's not even just breaking up passes on wide receivers. He's going up against guys like Alex Bowman, who's scored 14 touchdowns the last 2 years for Tulane, Elijah Lofton, who may be one of the better tight ends and offensive weapons in the entire country this year, the way he's trending. Dylan Day is going head to head with those guys and winning more than his fair share of those battles, whether it's 11-on-11 work outside, 7-on-7 in the IPF, 1-on-1s. He's been really impressive. He may be the surprise of camp this year. Between him and a guy like Chase Smith, those two, they're in conversations right now. I mean, it's still early in camp. As long as they continue their trajectory they're on, they're in discussions to possibly start this year.
Yeah. Yeah, and I like what you said about the linebacking core, because we've tried, and last year Mauanoa didn't have the year he had the year before. Certainly Wesley has been a work in progress, but he's gained weight, he's gained strength, but you also have not only him, as you mentioned, with Ture, but you have Popo Raul Aguirre, who I love. You mentioned a Kamal Bonner, who's amazing. Still have Cam Pruitt. You still have the kid Alderman, Jalen Alderman. But the depth, as you said, with Chase Smith, and then all of a sudden you have Bobby Washington and a kid that everybody's been talking about is Kellen Wiley. The linebacker room is finally basically where they really wanted it to be at this point.
Yeah, from a size and length and athleticism standpoint, just those three aspects, I think it's definitely tipping in the right direction now. You bring up guys like Muhammad Ture, 6'2", 240, can blitz off the edge, can drop back in coverage. Cameron Pruitt, 6'2", 215. He's one of the best in terms of pass coverage on the team. Even Kellen Wiley has kind of flashed the last couple of days. He caught a pick. I believe it was on Friday. He caught a pick in practice. Wesley, the Saints, so far, he's had his best offseason to this point at Miami. He's up to 230 pounds now. Really notice any hiccups in terms of like the movement capability. He's still very agile at his size. So I think those points kind of stick out there. But I'm 100% with you, Larry. I think, especially for what Corey Heatherman likes from his defense, I've heard from speaking to some people closely with the program that he wants a Big Ten style type of defense, big, long, athletic linebackers that can strike. They're getting guys like that in the building now.
Yeah, no doubt. Gio Milian joining us. We're talking University of Miami football. And before I let you go, there's one other area. We know that you talked about Carson Beck, and obviously he's a guy that definitely needs to come through. Miami's running game is deep. A lot of talent there. We know that Elijah Lofton, as you mentioned, Alex Bowman, and then even Jack Nickel has an opportunity down the line to kind of make that pretty good. We know the offensive line is, if not the best, one of the best in the country. But what about receiver? Who are we looking at? You mentioned Ray Ray, which is great for the slot position. But who are we looking to maybe take the top off the secondary this year? Because they lost basically everybody from last year.
Well, I know from speaking to a few people that have seen some of the closed sessions that we don't get to see as the media, Keelan Marion actually had a really nice practice over the weekend. Was able to stretch the field a bit. He gives that aspect of being able to get down the field. But I think one guy in particular that when people look at his stature, they may not think that this is a guy that could go vertical or really get upfield and create those big chunk yardage plays in the passing game. But Joshua Moore, the speed is there. Like once he gets going, he's really tough. Number one to bring down, but number two, the contested catches as well really stand out. CJ Daniels has been very steady and consistent. He's probably the guy that gets the nod to start at the X. Chance Robinson, finally healthy. He had a really nice practice over the weekend. Saw him again today, had a couple of nice catches as well. One in particular on a deep post that he came down with on a contested ball situation that he came down with that. Just it's been multiple guys flashing. I think just your safe bets is a guy like CJ Daniels. He'll for sure start. Ray Ray Joseph and Malachi Toney are in a very heated battle. If the season started tomorrow, I put the money on Ray Ray Joseph starting right now.
Good.
He's having a really great start to camp. Him and Carson have been on a very, very great page with each other.
Yeah, no doubt. What about Josiah Trader? We've been waiting for, everybody said, when Jeremiah Smith was one of the best, if not the best in the country, Josiah wasn't that far behind. How's he progressed?
Yeah, so he had a nice start to camp the first couple of days. Things have slowed down a little bit, got a little nicked up. He'll be okay long term. I know from the portions that I've seen, at least from a separation aspect, especially getting off the line in that initial release, he is a tough cover for defensive backs. And I'm talking about for guys even like Xavier Lucas, who's been probably the most consistent of any cornerback through this offseason. He gives Lucas some trouble too. So just slightly on the mend, he'll be okay. He'll get going again soon as well. And I know some people have been talking about it over social media today, and somehow that slipped out. But he should be fine though.
Okay. That's good to hear. Also, I heard a couple of things about Tony Johnson. How's he looked?
Really crisp route runner. May not be the most explosive guy, but in terms of just how efficient he is, not much wasted movement in terms of getting in and out of his breaks. I think again, that slot competition there, it's very heated right now. I think Tony Johnson may figure to be maybe more rotational guy this year, but someone that gives you a great veteran presence, has played a ton of college football games. I think I've counted it before. He's played almost 40-something college football games to this point between his stops at FAU and Cincinnati. And great success story, too. He was a former walk-on.
Wow. He's the Akeem Mesidor of offense as far as games played. Which is not bad, because that also gives you, that gives you like that veteran presence, but also more of a mature locker room guy too, which is, especially when you have a lot of young guys. That is awesome. I great news about Ray Ray. Appreciate you always. Let everybody know how you can follow, because you do your great podcast. Yeah. You write a lot. You're all over the place, but let everybody know, GR, they can follow you.
Thank you, Larry. Yes, everyone, if you're on X social media, you can find me at Gio Milian on X. Also host a weekly show. It's almost basically becoming almost daily at this point of the year. I host it with Amon Richards. It's called Who Wants Smoke. You can find it on YouTube at WhoWantsSmoke_Inc. A great show on there. A lot of great feedback on what we're doing. We're going to have live film reviews as well when the season begins. Just a lot of interactive stuff. We try to get the community involved and the fans and make them feel like they are a part of something.
Awesome stuff, man. Can't wait to listen to the next one. Also, we'll have you on back on in a couple of weeks. We'll see how things are in preparation for the opener against Notre Dame. Gio, thanks so much.
Thank you, Larry. Anytime.
Good stuff. Gio Milian brings it. Like I said, man, he tells you everything. He's there. He's right on in ground zero. He's got a great idea of what's going on. He's got a good feel for the game. And certainly knowing that Ray Ray, I like to hear that. You know, I love good news like that. Ray Ray's good people, great family, known the family forever. And it's always good, especially because this was an important year for him. I mean, I know that he's worked extremely hard. I know that he and Coach Kevin Beard have been working hard over the last couple of years to get this thing right. I'm glad that he's doing that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.